Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's out there working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget also the over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, our mail haulers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang out there, as well as our suicide jockeys getting the gas brought to our gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can also find us on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, we have the formidable, the dynamic, the wide-awake, bushy-eyed, red-tailed reindeer, all set to go, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
I threw reindeer in there. Don't ask me why, but I did. Every now and then, I guess you get to pull the sleigh. Who knows? But anyway, we got a happy gang here tonight. A lot of people down here for the beaches right now. I mean, a lot of people. And there's a lot of people in the hotels again. And, of course, our minor league baseball season has started, so there's some interest in that. But I will tell you this. There's no shortage of great weather down here. 74 degrees as we start the show with clear skies. It's going to be near 88 today. We've got that big rally coming up in Sarasota for your Second Amendment gun rights at the Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, and it's going to be just a perfect day.
Very nice. Sounds great.
Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we underline and put exclamation marks around the words under God because on this very holy weekend, Easter weekend, we want to remind you that our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, a lot of things going on here, and you know you're in trouble when CNN says it's really, 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 really bad for Joe. You know you're in trouble, right?
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to listen to their political commentator give a little minute forte on the latest polling numbers, and he's going to cite some specific emphases where he's going to tell what the historical meaning of this is at the present time. So here we go. Let's listen to this.
Joining us now, Harriet, CNN's senior data reporter. These numbers are really tough.
You know, John, I don't like just looking at one poll.
I like looking at multiple polls. And there were four different polls released this week. Quinnipiac, we had a Hart Public Opinion Strategies poll. That's with NBC or CNBC, Ipsos, Reuters, CBS News, YouGov. I want you to look. These numbers kind of differ. They range from the low 30s to the low 40s. Low 40s is not good either. But what's key is the lowest are tied for the low for the pollster. Lowest here. Lowest here. This is 1 point off the lowest. Lowest here. And when you have three or four pollsters showing the lowest numbers for the President of the United States, that is indicative of a president who's in a lot of trouble, at least to where he has standed historically.
Well, let's talk about history here. How does Joe Biden, President Biden, compare to former President Trump in this stage of the presidency?
You know, there was always that thing, oh, Donald Trump has the lowest approval rating at this point in his presidency. We did it over and over and over and over again. Well, at this point in his presidency, Donald Trump's numbers, actually his average approval rating, is 1 point higher than Joe Biden's, which is at 41%, Donald Trump at 42%. A first-term president at this point in his presidency, this is the lowest. This is the lowest for anyone who was elected to the presidency and didn't get up there through the vice presidency. This is a really, really, really bad number.
Now, that is dynamic to hear that from CNN, who wouldn't normally be doing something like that, but they have no choice, do they?
No, they don't. And I might even add, Captain, that, of course, President Trump, at this point of his presidency, he was facing major headwinds every single day from the media, Russia, 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 all that stuff. And here's Joe Biden, who's doing so poorly, but yet arguably has the support of so many in the media, trying to tell the good story about Joe Biden, all these wonderful things. And here we go. Nobody's buying it. I think that speaks volumes as well.
Yeah, and don't forget it's a Putin tax.
A Putin price hike.
And nobody's buying that either. Now, Zelensky from the Ukraine warns the world about the possibility that Putin may use nuclear weapons on Ukraine as tensions are ratcheting up right now. Of course, they just sunk that big ship, the flagship of the Black Sea, the Moskva. Russia has warned the U.S. to stop sending weapons to the Ukraine. They threatened unpredictable consequences. They've said if they see any transport planes in the area from the United States or any NATO countries, they will shoot them down because they are a legitimate military target. And we'll get into all that when we come back, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, because we've got a lot more to talk about. It's going to be a busy show, a lot of stuff going on, stuff you won't hear anywhere else except for right here, because that's what we do. We talk about real news for real people on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I'll take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warner. We'll be right back with Kyle here in a minute. Need to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Now, if you go over there and you take a look at all the different things that he has for sale, you're going to see a lot of special prices. But the killer special prices, the ones that are really, really marked down, are over on the page called Radio Listener Specials, which you'll see a link for that when you scroll down on the home page on MyPillow.com. So go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, go in there, take a look at all the different things that they'll have tremendous savings on, and all you need is a promo code CAPTAIN, and you can go to town and have a ball. That's it. Promo code CAPTAIN on MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. And you can save a bunch of money. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. It's not just about pillows. It's not just about slippers. It's not just about Giza sheets. There's a lot more stuff there and more stuff than I can even talk about. So go look at it. Go look at it on the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. You'll be surprised at what you see there. Promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. That's how you get your discount. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
Now, not to be outdone with all the different things that are going on here, and boy, I'm telling you, it's just hard to, just when you think you got something figured out, here we go again with the unpredictable consequences and natures that Russia is promising the United States and our allies. Because the Russian ground forces now apparently have all entered Ukraine's eastern flank, where they are regrouping for their next series, whatever that's going to be. And it looks like as if, Kyle, they're going to expand on Crimea and stick over to the eastern part of the country because that's a much easier fight for them.
Exactly right. Yeah, so we would believe at this point that that may be what Putin is thinking, and that is to dig in that area. He wants to control the oil. He wants his passageway, of course, to Crimea to make things easier, and that he is abandoning his initial plan, his blitzkrieg, because that just didn't work at all. So I think the question becomes, what's going to happen if they try to draw these lines? Is the UN going to get involved? Is there going to be more fighting? Is there going to be, what is going to happen following that? Because this is far from over.
Now, yesterday we heard about the loss of Russian troops, the death toll. It keeps going up. It doesn't go down. It keeps going up. It started out at about 5,000. That's the first numbers we heard. Then we heard 7. Then we heard 10. Then we heard 15. Now we're hearing as many as 17,000 Russian troops may have been killed so far. And if you look at the destruction on the battlefield of the Russian equipment, that's entirely possible.
Well, it certainly is, especially when it comes to the tanks or some of the armored personnel carriers that would have multiple soldiers inside of them each time that they've been taken out. They've just been, it's like a shooting gallery, basically, that the Ukrainians have been bringing against the Russian forces. So, yeah, I think it is. It's thousands and thousands.
Well, whatever the amount is, it certainly changed Putin's strategy to where they are now operating on a plan B. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Now, did you hear about White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki and what she had to do to try to save the day again for a misstatement made by Joe Biden?
What was that?
She said, "We are not sending President Biden to the Ukraine." She said that during an interview with a podcast. And she said, Biden did not say himself that he had elected to not to go to Ukraine at the start of the interview, which appeared that Biden was left confused after he replied, yeah, to a reporter who was asking Biden if he was ready to go to the war-torn country.
Well, precisely. And the confusion of President Biden is getting more and more prevalent, just like we saw in Greensboro at the end of his speech when he turned and
to shake hands with Harvey the Rabbit.
With Harvey the Rabbit, yep. Some kind of weird thing that he keeps doing like this, and they've got to keep the damage control, the cleanup on aisle 5, basically, for Joe Biden every single time.
Yeah.
And also with Jen Psaki saying, we are not sending the president to Ukraine, that sounds like a decision the president makes and not some we somewhere.
No. And, of course, we're just making that up and having some fun with Harvey the Rabbit.
Right.
Yeah. There's somebody out there will say, oh, he really was trying to shake hands with that guy. But now they'll wonder who that is. But anyway, we were just kidding. All right. Well, anyway, needless to say, Jen Psaki is having to run defense. And we'll have more about Jen Psaki here in a few minutes. Trust me. There's something else that she did which just is totally unethical. Now, Twitter and their board of directors have approved a provision aimed at preventing a hostile takeover that's known in the financial world as a poison pen. The company announced that yesterday. The board announced that they'd chosen to adopt the limited duration shareholder rights plan after an unsolicited, non-binding proposal to acquire Twitter was made by Elon Musk, the founder of CEO of Tesla and SpaceX.
That's right. Yeah, they're doing what they call the poison pill. And what happens is that if anybody starts to get more or at least 15% of the outstanding common stock without the board's approval of that, then other shareholders are in a position to obtain additional shares at a discount. So
yeah, at a lower price.
That's right. So they try to keep somebody from being able to take over. And this is going to go on, Captain, until April 14th of next year. This is the plan, the emergency plan, basically, the board has adopted. So they are very terrified that Elon Musk could maybe pull it off or at least create enough of a commotion here that would really do something. So it is quite interesting. And, of course, he wants it to be a place for free speech. So
yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they're afraid that it'll bring Donald Trump back into the mix and others.
Yes, that's true. I think former President
But Trump has his own social media site now. Why would he want to go back to Twitter?
Exactly. Exactly.
If anything, you would think Trump might want to buy in with Musk to Twitter.
Well, precisely, and that still may materialize. In other words, Elon Musk is setting this whole thing in motion, something that might have been unthinkable, at least for the big Western tech, a few days ago, is now something that is out there. So we'll have to stay tuned, as we say.
Well, it would not surprise me if Musk doesn't continue to buy stock and force the Twitter stock to go even lower, and then his offer that he's got there will look even better.
That's true, true. So, again, he started something here that could lead to a very, very different thing at Twitter. And you got a lot of people that work there, from what we can tell, who won't want to work for Elon Musk, and on it goes.
Well, good. See you. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
Well, right, because people should be able to exercise free speech. Yeah. And as we understand it here in this country, there's no reason why you have to have these kinds of restrictions.
Now, we have an interesting situation brewing south of the border. There is a huge caravan of illegals that's just keep growing in size, that's been working its way up from Central America, and it's scheduled to hit the Texas-Mexican border the very day that Title 42 ends. What a mess that is going to be.
What a mess that's going to be, and what the American people are going to think about it, Captain, is going to be devastating to the Democrat Party elite, the far left in this country, who just don't care. They want to ram these kinds of policies literally down our throats. They don't care what people think, but people care what's happening, and they will make their voice heard at the ballot box. And you watch. It's not just Republicans, but it's Democrats and independents. They're going to send a very clear message because they don't like this destabilizing behavior any more than anybody else.
And it's really something to sit here and say that the one person and the one state that's doing the most on the border to secure the border is Texas.
Well, right. That's right. And I hate to say it's a shame that you have to go to those lengths, something that the federal government should be doing as a matter of course. But it's become completely politicized. And, Captain, I can't imagine people who want to come to this country legitimately, they really want a better life. They're willing to do that. Nobody's giving them a free cell phone. Nobody's giving them a swag bag of stuff. In fact, they're making it more difficult in many cases in order to do it legitimately. But if you come across the border, you get free stuff. And, I guess, you don't have to get vaccinated either.
Yeah. And you don't need a haircut or a shave. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Again, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm telling you, you want to talk about picture postcard weather? Come on down here to Florida. It is really where it's at right now. And I will be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter is trying to block Elon Musk from buying the company. The so-called poison pill plan allows shareholders to buy additional shares at a steep discount in order to prevent anyone from gaining a majority stake in the social media platform. The move is a way to dilute Musk's stake in Twitter and prevent a hostile takeover. Musk offered to pay just over $54 a share in a deal worth about $43 billion. It's Groundhog Day. I feel like Bill Murray. That's how Ukraine's president described his feelings when he was asked about weapons his country needs as it fights the nearly two-month-long war against Russia. Zelensky adding he needs to calm himself down when he's asked the weapons question because he has already talked with world leaders about what he needs. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warrens right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, the right after this is the fact that we're being brought to you this segment by Relief Factor, a product that I take and have taken for over 7 years right now. Now, I'll have some bags of Relief Factor with me today for anyone down in Sarasota that wants them. These are the $19.95 or $20 is what they actually are when you get them from me. The three-week sample bag to start with. Now, I will tell you this. Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking because it works. And it takes care of the inflammation, the swelling, the pain that I have. I start out with one every day, have been for the last 7+ years, and that's what you do. You keep it in your system because if you get off it and you let it go, boom, everything comes right back again. I found that out real quick. So the combination of the ingredients in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling and pain by lowering or eliminating the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. There are no narcotics in this. 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too. It's like taking an extra dose of vitamins for the things that you really need to have. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and you'll get better quicker. Now, $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week quick start. $19.95. It gets it all going. You can get it by going online to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 1995 3-week quick start, and while you're there, you'll see some of the other vitamin supplements they have. I take their B12, I take their C, and I take their D because it's all very good, very potent. It's a potency that the doctor would prescribe to you versus what you'll get in a drugstore and pay a lot more money for. You can save some money there, too. Okay, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
For all the talk about Herschel Walker's contentious past involving actions over a decade ago where he was a little bit wild himself, a time period he admits where he had problems and got help for, there's been essentially no discussion on the far more recent allegations involving Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock. Now, as you may recall, Kyle, during the 2020 election cycle, Warnock was accused of domestic abuse by his ex-wife. Now, they had an episode where Warnock sped away, drove over his wife's foot, assaulted her, apparently hit her, and according to the Washington Free Beacon, now the two are embroiled in a custody battle, and the Georgia senator is asking the court to seal his records so that Herschel Walker's campaign can't use the revelations to gain some sort of political advantage. Well, how about the truth?
How about the truth? That's exactly what I think voters want to know, and I think their marriage, Captain, had lasted about 4 years or so. Again, he denies driving over his wife's foot.
He also denies striking her, but there was evidence of that, and it was proven with the pictures that I saw.
Well, precisely. This is a very, very serious subject, and unfortunately, that's, you know, I think voters have the right to know, you know, what happened, and so they can make an informed decision. That's what we're supposed to be about.
Yes. Now, do you remember when we were all assured that the Biden administration would bring back a return of so-called norms and decency?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were assured of that almost every day by the many in the media who were just like, let's just get rid of Trump, and let's just, Biden's going to be better. Oh, yeah, we heard it all the time.
And gone would be the days of those mean tweets and personal insults replaced by a sharing of lollipops, rainbows, and the singing of Kumbaya, right?
Yeah, just about right, yes.
And the press specifically swooned over the naming of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She was going to bring back the transparency and honesty to the White House press office, which there was nobody any better at it than Kayleigh McEnany.
Well, right. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what we heard, right?
Yeah.
Well, suddenly, Jen Psaki doubled down on her just absolutely obscene smear of Peter Ducey while continuing a massive ethical breach again. Because remember, she's going to work for MSNBC. So she's standing up there spieling her line along with the policy that's in place at MSNBC doing a double whammy at the same time. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It is actually very controversial, Captain. She's the White House press secretary, for goodness sake. We know she's going to be part of the media commentating on these things. And maybe she should have stepped down, like, immediately, instead of trying to continue to serve, you know, these two different entities, the White House and MSNBC, presumably because that's her future employer.
Well, the way this has worked out is Jen Psaki has turned out to be one of the most dishonest and unethical press secretaries in history, just as some of us predicted, including you and me.
Yeah, she's always had this thing, too, where, you know, and I hate to say, it's like she doesn't like to get these questions, and she especially doesn't like Peter Ducey's questions. She doesn't want to have to really, answer them, and so she sort of talks down to Peter Ducey, or she talks down to whoever's asking that question and making it look like, I'm so too cool for school that I can't even believe I'm talking to you. You know, that's just not the kind of thing Americans expect.
Well, of course, she did recently negotiate a deal with MSNBC for her own partisan opinion show. Meanwhile, she continues to operate in her official capacity, and while doing so, she's being totally unethical with some of her comments. She said, and I quote about Peter Ducey, he works for a network that provides people with questions that nothing personal to any individual, including Peter Ducey, but might make anyone sound like a stupid son of a bee.
Well... You know, but he's the one asking the questions. And I got to say this, too, for Peter Ducey, he holds his own. He is absolutely formidable. He doesn't give up. and he asks good questions, and he has good follow-ups, and I think she's he's the bane of her existence. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I think she's hilarious, and I also think at the same time she's a liar. And Peter Ducey is not what she's trying to call him, because if you go ahead and soak in all the norms and the decency being bestowed on Americans and send thanks to the heaven that we don't have mean tweets anymore, Peter Ducey is a welcome change, because it was all about Trump and his tweets.
It was all about Trump and his tweets, and we were also told, Captain, that finally the adults are going to be back in the room. Well, look, the world is on fire. Look what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. Look what's going to happen, presumably, with China very soon, sooner than later. Look at what's happening in the economy. The list goes on. The adults, I don't think so.
And Trump, from time to time, would have CNN's Jim Acosta just totally wrapped up and not knowing what to do next for spreading fake news that he accused him of all the time, which he actually did.
Right. Well, what Trump helped to expose in a very big way, something that we've known for a long time, but he helped to expose it really into the open of the bias that's there, of the agenda that's there. And, you know, people are in a place now, Captain, where they really do want to know what happened. They want to know the truth. They're tired of everything being put through the prism of somebody's agenda in a newsroom.
So let's try to understand something here. Jen Psaki, again, is a person representing MSNBC, because that's who she's going to work for, attacking a rival network, that's Fox, while getting paid by the taxpayers as a White House press secretary, correct?
Yep.
But yet, when Ivanka Trump told people to buy Goya beans because it was a patriotic move on the part of the company that had come here and an immigrant and started this company and this, that, and the other, it wound up being a scandal?
Well, sure, and that's because Ivanka Trump, number one, she has a last name Trump. Number two, she'd be a Republican. I mean, sometimes it's just that simple in terms of how these controversies, quote-unquote, get started. But the Democrat Party elite, the far left, they can, in many cases, do whatever they want. Look at the Hunter Biden thing. It's only now coming to a real head. It's got a ways to go, but before it was like, huh? What? Hunter who? Why? Why is this even a problem?
Yeah, you mean he's got a son named, Joe's got a son by the name of Hunter? We didn't know that.
Right. But it depends, again, because of the agenda that's there and how it works. It's like, well, you got to destroy the Republicans for literally anything you can, and no pun intended, trump up about them.
Well, as we fix ourselves to go to break here, it's no wonder why Joe Biden's approval rating has dropped down to 33% on an average of four polls that were done this week, and it's going to go lower. Mark my words.
Yep, that's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Jeff is going to take us to break, and we'll have the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yes, we got some weather to talk about tonight. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Turning further from my home.
Kid Rock, the Michigan version of Kid Rock, who nobody would have known if it hadn't been for Pamela Sue Anderson, because he married her, and he is a rock star of rock stars, and that's his Born Free official music song from that album, Born Free. Kyle, you hadn't heard that before, or you did?
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that particular track, but I like it. That's really cool.
Well, it's I played it for two reasons today. Number one, for the Second Amendment rally that I'm headed for down there in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds out in the parking lot of Robarts Arena. That's number one. And number two, because I liked it, and I want to play that for Danny, the Save America bus driver on the Save America tour.
Very cool.
Yep, and Danny is a pal of ours. He listens to the show every night, wherever he's at, wherever they're driving, and he's going somewhere to another event where they're going to be with the bus, the Save America bus, and I can't wait till they come back down here because I spent some time on the bus, sat there, talked to those guys, and we had a great conversation, so it is what it is.
Well, it's nice to be riding along on the radio with Danny. That's great.
That's correct. All right. Well, you know, we've got some snow. We got it out west again, folks. You got it in Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Washington State, California, Nevada, and Kyle's going to tell you all about that, so go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We've got a storm coming through right now. It's going to bring a lot of snow and a lot of rain to a lot of parts of the Pacific Northwest. But, of course, we're going to have other storms that are going to be coming in at the beginning of the week.
There's
as well.
Another one right off the coast from British Columbia down to about Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And another one behind that, according to the imagery and so forth. But we're going to start out tonight in Northern California coming out of Reno on I-80. Donner Pass is at 33 degrees. Now, over this weekend, folks, and drivers beware, we're going to look at maybe 12 to 18 inches of snow falling in the Donner Pass area. So be very, very careful indeed. Also tonight, up on Cabbage, it's at 29 degrees. They got snow flurries. 4th of July Pass up in northern Idaho, right now 26 degrees. Rain and snow on Saturday. Maybe a little break on Sunday, but again, with those other storms coming through, Monday and Tuesday looks like more rain and snow in the mix. So right now on the radar map, we've got a lot of the rain that's coming in into northern California. This is going to be in the Eureka area, Redding. We've got rain and snow in this area. Coming up Interstate 5, this is going to go on up through Medford. You're also going to have sleet in the mix as well, so be aware of that. Right now, south of Boise on I-84, we've got rain and mixture coming across the road down there in southern Idaho. And also, Captain, we've got winter weather advisories, as you mentioned, about the snow all through the area of western Montana, especially Missoula as well. So we've got that happening, southern Oregon, winter weather advisory happening there. Winter storm watch in the area we were just talking about, 4th of July Pass up on I-90 in northern Idaho tonight. Down in Utah, we've got some wind. We've also got wind, high wind warning. Now, this is in California. As you come down 395 through Bishop or down through a Big Pine, which is a real nice little place to visit as well, but you've got a lot of high wind that can be there. So high-profile vehicles, you've got to be aware and be very careful of that. The wind advisories go all the way over to Kingman, Arizona, and over towards a little bit north of Phoenix, Flagstaff, I should say, in the Flagstaff area, and on over to the border with New Mexico. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, North Dakota tonight, folks, the whole state of North Dakota and the western half of northwestern half of Minnesota are ripe for snow coming from the west to the east. So that's something that's going to happen. There are some watches up there. Nothing happening, so to speak, at the moment, but it probably will between now and tomorrow night. And, of course, we have some fog now down in Kansas along I-70, coming into Kansas City and up there around St. Joseph, Missouri. So be advised of that. And then down below that, there's a very interesting system that's been set up there, and I've been watching it for several hours. We've got heavy rain. We've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings across from I-40, right across western eastern Oklahoma from about I-35, all the way into Arkansas, where we have rain and a lot of flood warnings, over into the southwestern part of Tennessee, where we also have some watches and warnings for rain and for severe storms, and also in northern Mississippi. Now, that is continuing to move to the east and probably will move further east in the next hour. We'll be telling you about it, but there may be some really bad weather in there. And again, this is one of those nights again where if you're in those areas, do not, I repeat, do not turn off your weather radio. Leave it on so in case there's a warning, you'll hear it, because there could be, didn't say would be, there could be, might be, a tornado or two brewing in these storms coming your way. Now, up the East Coast, we have some fog again in the Chesapeake Bay area, on up through there, as well as up the East Coast from, let's see here, about Long Island, northern part of New Jersey, goes up around Cape Cod, and then breaks up a little bit, then you pick it up again up around Maine. So be advised of that. And then we have some possible sea fog right now, which is rolling in on the northern part of North Carolina and also around Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Other than that, you're looking pretty good, so that's good stuff. And, Kyle, you got about a minute. Tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, Captain, our friends out there tonight, they definitely want to stop in to the nearest Pilot or Flying J. You can find their location, the one nearest you, very easily at their website. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J travel center nearest you. And when you drive in, you're going to fuel up. You might want to get something good to eat, something hot to drink perhaps when it's cold out. But be sure to join the Drivers Club. And you can do that on site or you can do that online. And you also want to download and use the My Rewards Plus app for Pilot and Flying J. That's going to allow you to track the points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. Also, you'll get great offers as well. So go to pilotflyingj.com, download that app. And pro drivers, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with just 2 points with the other guys. So drive in today, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, I want to say hello to Fred down there at Rio de Janeiro at the Copacabana Beach. He says, thank you for being there for us on a holiday weekend. We know that when Putin speaks or President Xi, there's no immediate need to do a wet aisle cleanup. We also know that Jen Psaki, whoever it is she's speaking for, those people are making the decisions about the big guy in the White House, not the big guy himself. All right, Fred, you have a great night, and thanks for sending us some messages. And, folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back with hour number two, and Kyle warns you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.